of fun going on. I kind of like it, don't you? Yeah, a little fun going on there, yeah. I like that. All right, thanks, Alex, for that. Got me fired up a little bit. You know, I just want you to... I played this in the... each of the first 2 hours of the program today. But to me, it is so important that you hear this. And certainly if you're just joining us. Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, said some things over the weekend that are so profound and so true and so accurate that it made liberal heads explode everywhere. How dare he say that? That's awful. I can't believe he said those things. Well, of course you can't. But he said them. Why did he say them? Because they're accurate and because he should. Talking about liberalism and the Democrats ruining America. And it's like he set their hair on fire. Their hair is on fire, and their backsides were catching. Let's go to bite number 10 with William Barr. Bite 10, Bill Barr, go.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no-holds-barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And man, the liberals just went crazy over that, as you can imagine. How dare he say that? How can he say that? Well, maybe because it's true. Destroying norms like, you know, enforcing federal laws and choosing which laws you want to enforce. Sanctuary cities come to mind. No borders comes to mind. You know, deciding where you want to enforce the law and where you don't. Trying to find activist judges to throw out portions of laws you don't like. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Not the way it's supposed to work at all. If ICE puts a retainer on somebody, you honor that. Oh, we're not going to work with ICE. We're not going to work with border security. We're not going to enforce laws. We're going to allow people that are here illegally to stay here illegally. We're going to fight for them. As I told you, in Canada, in December of 2018, they made the law perfectly crystal clear. If you've ever had a DUI, a domestic assault charge of any kind, conviction, a DUI conviction, a felony of any kind, conviction, you are never allowed in Canada. Never. Not ever. Not just for a year or two or 10, ever. Get one DUI, get one misdemeanor, some sort of a domestic assault conviction, and you are banned from Canada forever. And why would this nation not emulate our very liberal friends to the north on this point? Please help me. Are our friends to the north, are they racist, misogynist? Is that their problem? Are they too far gone to be saved because of these terrible thoughts that they have of excluding people that are probably, you know, disproportionate to people of color and all this other nonsense that gets thrown out there and thrown around? No, it's just common sense, you see. You keep people out of your country that are criminals, and you don't just pick and choose the crimes that you want to enforce. I mean, look at San Francisco. You've heard the stories. Junkies in the parks. Families can't even go. But junkies are allowed to shoot up. Nobody charges them. Nobody cares. They can defecate on the sidewalk. They can hump up like a dog and defecate on the sidewalk. Nobody cares. They don't get arrested. They can have encampments and homeless, camps along sidewalks and overpasses anywhere at all. Nothing's done. And the squalor is allowed to persist and to expand, and the lawlessness gets worse, and nobody cares. And people give the finger to the police and attack the police. Let me give you an example of this one. A manager at McDonald's reportedly caught an employee tampering with food being prepared for a police officer. The employee taken into custody after the local sheriff's office was made aware of the incident. The suspect had previously accused police of excessive force in 2017. It happened at McDonald's and where else but California, Bakersfield. According to the report, the employee allegedly tampered with a police officer's food taken into custody Saturday morning, booked on a felony count of tampering with food. It's not been revealed what this Tatiana Hargrove did to the food, but a Bakersfield Police Department officer was involved in the incident. In 2017, Hargrove sued the city for excessive force and lost. And there you go. So, see, it's this blatant disrespect for the norms. A destruction of societal norms, just like William Barr said. Police are always bad. All of this. What happened to... What happened to our friends on the left? Whatever happened to our friends on the left, I ask. I don't know. I certainly hope that... I certainly hope that I'm able to get rid of this cold that's in my chest. I've been fighting it for a few days now. It doesn't seem to want to go away. I'm talking better today, but man, it's tough. All right, so tomorrow we're going to be at the White House. I'll be there broadcasting live tomorrow. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment here because I want you to be part of the program. We don't know who all is going to join us, but there's going to be a parade of warm bodies, cabinet members, spokespeople, all sorts of people joining us at the White House tomorrow. I'm Steve Gruber. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.